Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This week, I'm going to talk about New Year's resolutions. This year, I'm making a New Year's resolution to not get so angry when I drive. You may have someone in your house like me who does a lot of yelling at other drivers in the safe confines of their car. Now, I'd like to think I have a pretty good reason for getting so upset when I drive. Say I drive the 101 corridor from McKinleyville to CR 5 days a week, and it's not for the faint of heart. After all, it's on the 101 that you get to meet all of Humboldt's finer citizens. There's Road Rage Rick. He's angry because you dared to get on his highway. He's going to tailgate you, race by you and flip you off, swerve in front of you and slam on his brakes. Just last week in Humboldt, a Road Rage Rick fired his gun at another driver. Luckily, most of the 101 drivers are not Road Rage Ricks. There's Turn Signal Tim and his brother Turn Signal Todd. Tim just leaves his turn signal on all the time, just to keep you on your toes for when he's actually going to turn. And his brother Todd. Todd has never used a turn signal. Todd doesn't even know the turn signal exists in his car. And while these two gentlemen are just annoying, there's a couple of others that are actually kind of dangerous. There's Pothead Pete. Pete thinks he's doing 65 miles per hour on the 101, but in reality, he's doing 35. The world's going very fast for Pete. Often you'll see him singing at the top of his lungs, his car full of smoke, as he races down the 101 at 35 miles per hour. And don't forget Meth Head Martha. It's hard to describe Martha's driving style. As a meth head, she has perfected the art of driving without any sort of pattern. One minute she's puttering along, and the next minute she's taking off like a drag racer on a quarter-mile track. She likes to bounce off the dotted white lines in the center of the road and the solid white line on her right. I guess most of us would describe Martha as playing pinball with her 3-ton vehicle. If somehow you can dodge these folks on the 101, you're sure to meet Texting Tim. You see, Tim's a very important person, and he's living a very important life, and he must answer his very important texts, no matter how fast he's driving. And this usually leads to Tim going up the corridor in fits and starts. If you think the cell phone is a distraction, you should see Makeup Marge. Marge is brushing her hair. Marge is putting on her eyeliner. Marge is steering with her knees. Marge is a joy to have on the road. The scariest of them all, though, outside of the Road Rage Ricks, is Fast and Furious Fred. Fred was driving his brand new Tesla last week and came up behind me. I was doing 75 in the slow lane. Fred was doing 120. He came within an inch or two of taking off my back bumper and then swerved around me up the road, dodging in and out of cars. I don't like Freds. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'm not sure how it's going to go with my New Year's resolution. Can I really quit yelling in my car? Well, one thing's for sure. Other people are going to be yelling at me. I think they're calling me Moronic Marty.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.